Learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. I want to first go back a little bit to a shtickle on the Mishnah Ayin Gimel in days which you didn't get to in the last year. That there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: Hamelech v'akala yichav etzis b'neim. And even though there's an iser chitz in Yom Kippur, the melech, a king, and a kala could wash their faces. And a chaya, even though it's an iser nilas a sandal, a chaya tinilas a sandal, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And Rashi says akulakoi melech kala v'chaya. Right, don't read the Mishnah, Melech HaYichus is Pneiyam. Period. That's a Stam Mishnah. And then, V'achaya Tinol Sassandol Devar Ablezer. And Ablezer is going back on Chaya. No, all of them are going in Ablezer. Which means that the Chachamim who argue, V'chachamim Aishim would also go back on all of them. If you're going to say that V'achaya Tinol Sassandol Devar Ablezer is only going back on Chaya, so Chachamim Aishim would only be that V'achaya Tinol Sassandol. But if you're going to say that Reb Elezer said three things, Melech, Kala, and Chaya, and the Gemara's Mavuri did say all those three things, but if that's what the Mishnah means, so it's Negeya that the Chachamim Eishrin is going on all three. Now, the Ritva brings down the Yishalmah's Mesubig about it. The Yishalmah says, Avinan Savri made me a Seifi Pliga Rabbanan. We thought to say that the Rabbanan are only going on the Seifa, on Chaya, Tenel, and Sassandol. Ashkechan, Tana, Dutani, Akulu. But we found the Braisa that says on all of them there's a machlokes of Blaz in the Chachamim. So the Yishalmi understood from the Braisa that even the Mishnah also means that, and Rav Chama arguing on all of them, and that's what the Meiri says, and the Rimu Lanil. Lamaisa Taisis is Mesubik, the Ran brings a Taisis that's Mesubik. If the Chachamim are arguing just the Melech and Kal, and he says, we pass like the Chachamim, Blaz Shmutihi. So it's a big nafkimina. Could a Kala, or even a Melech, wash their face? Halacha Lamaisa. If you're going to say that Chama only going back on Chaya, so then a Kala could wash her face. And if you're going to say that, no, that the Chama answering all of them, then a Kala cannot. And Taisis is Mesubik, also the Taisis Shanim, and Ram brings the Taisis Mesubik, and Taisis Shanim also in the Fahim Testament Aleph discusses it, then he comes out Lechumra. So Rav Vishenim, and that's also the Maskan of the Yishalmi, hold like Rashi, that Rav Blaz is going on all of them, meaning the Chacham would answer by all of them, and then if we do indeed pass like the Chachamim, we'd have to answer all of them. But that's Lefi Taisis, and the Torah also says that the Rebitzel Geis, the Ritz Geis, he also passes like the Chachamim, and the Ritva also says that. So we have Kamar Yishenim, Taisis, the Ritva, and the Ritz Geis, that pass like the Chachamim. So according to them, a Chaya, a woman that gave birth, certainly cannot wear shoes, and there is a Suffolk, and we're coming out L'chumra about a Kala washing a face. L'maisa, the P'sak Halach is not the way. The Rambam paskins that even a Chaya could put on shoes, and that's the Rif and the Rosh also bring the Taimim of Rabbi Eliezer, so you can see from them why they bring the Gemara that explains the Taimim of Rabbi Eliezer. It sounds like they paskin that way, and that's what the Ran says. The Ran says the Mashmoyis to the Rif, and then who would in the Rosh is to paskin that way. And the Torah also, in Siman Tav Reishit Gimel, says that the Rosh paskins that a Chaya could be Tnailus a sandal, and like Rabbi Eliezer. And the Ran says also the Sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel. So Kamar Rishenim argue the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh and Rabbeinu Chananel and the Tur and the Meiri all paskin not like Taisus and the Ritva and the Ritzgeus, and they paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. And the reason is because the Gemara is Shakla Vatar in the Tam. And if you're going to pass like a buzz, it says absolutely no nafkimina if the Chacham argue just on Chaya or also Melech HaKal, because even if they do argue, we pass like a buzz. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in the Siman Tav Reish Yudalet paskins like a buzz, that a Chaya could be Tinol as a sandal. And in Tav Reish Yud Gimel, he paskins that a Chaya could be Rechis as Pneu. The Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, brings from the Chaya Adam that today the Kalas are not Nayik to wash their faces on Yom Kippur, and he gives a reason. Perhaps because we're in shul the whole day, so there's no shloit diskana al bala. Al kapanim, that's the shnickel. It's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi says that they're arguing on all three, and Taisus is mesupik about it. And that's negeya, according to the rishonim, the passing like the chachamim, lemaisa, we passing like Rabbi Eliezer. And now let's go back to the Gemara in the Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph discusses. Gemara starts off that the machlokes of Bechin and Mishlokesh of Chatzis Shia is asim in a Torah or not, and the Gemara has a problem. It says Yom Kippur asim b'achil l'shtiyah, doesn't say chayiv kares, so that's a raya why doesn't it say Chayiv Karis? The Teretz is Tumah Chatzi Shir. So that's only good according to Berachah, it's Asim Yidir Aisa, but according to Rish Lakish, the Chatzi Shir Mutim in a Torah. So what's the pshat that it says Asim, doesn't say Chayiv, you can't say it's Chatzi Shir, Chatzi Shir is Mutim in a Torah. So the Gemara says, Mayim to Rish Lakish, that it's Asim Yidir Rabbanah. And the Gemara has the Kasha, oh, if Rish Lakish is Mayim, it's Asim Yidir Rabbanah, why does he say that a Shvuah can be Chal on the Chatzi Shir? That if you already have a Chatzi Shir of Nevela, a Shvuah can be Chal on it when you're Mefarish or according to Rabbi Kiva, that other Mayim Yidir Rabbanah, if Chatzi Shir is Asim in Rabbanan, that should prevent the Shuvah from being Chal. And it says, V'chi Tema, it has a head to Minotari, it could be Chal, but we have a Raya from the Gemara in Shuvah Sa'idus, a Raya from the Gemara by Shuvah Sa'idus, that if Sildar Rabbanan is not Chal HaShuvah, it doesn't have a Chiyav of Shuvah Sa'idus. So here also, the Issad Rabbanan, it shouldn't be Chal HaShuvah. And the Gemara says, no, Eidus is different, and we're going to discuss that soon. But Al Kapanim, there was a Shaka Vatai in the Gemara, and the Gemara's Havimin it was, that if you hold a Chatzi Shir is Asim in Rabbanan, it can't be Chal HaShuvah. And the Gemara's Maskan is no. If you hold a Chatzi Shir is Asim in Rabbanan, it could be Chal HaShuvah. But this Gemara will be Mashma, that if you hold that Chatzi Shir is Asim in a Torah, then Ataka won't be Chal HaShuvah. Rabbi Yechon Lashitasi does not say the Mishnah is Tumah Chatzi Shir, because Rabbi Yechon holds a Chatzi Shir Asim in a Torah, and it won't be Chal HaShuvah. But my son, that's not the Psak Halacha. Even though the Gemara is Mashma that way, and if Sam is stabbed that way, if Chatzi Shir is Asim in a Torah, the din is an only Surya Torah, it can't be Chal HaShuvah. But Taisus and Mesech Lishuvah is Dach Chavavim and Beis, Chavezim and Beis, I mean, and Adav Chav Gimel and Beis. And the Rambam in Hilchah Shuvah, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, says clearly that a Shuvah could be Chal on the Chatzi Shir, and that is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Lam Ches Sev Dalet. And what's the Pshat? The Ran in Shuvah says, anything that's not Mefurish B'Torah, is not called Mujbe Va'imid. I mean, Taisus seems to say a drop different. Since you're not Chayiv, it's not called Mujbe Va'imid. Now, Chayiv, it's fair, because Agamar was even bothered, if Chatzi Shir was Durabanan, it shouldn't be Chal HaShuvah on it. If Chatzi Shir min HaTorah, the Gemara seems pretty clear that it would be Chal HaShuvah on it. So the Taisus Yom Kippurim, that we have from the Baal Kapis Tamarim, he says, but the Gemara in Shuvah says Mashma not the way, because the Gemara says Rabbi Yechanan didn't say Kvish Lakish, the Mukim es Nisan l'divi Hakol. He didn't want to Zet sign the Mishnah, Dafka like Rabbi Akiva. He wanted Zet sign the Hakol. Why can't he say Mopasha? Rabbi Yechanan didn't hold Kvish Lakish because he holds Chatzi Shir Asim in a Torah. Nice days, it wouldn't shter. And he says that maybe the Maskan of the Gemara, once he said him Kvish Lakish, it could be Chal, who within Rabbi Yechanan? We'll speak about that soon. There are Rishayim not the way, Lamashal the Raj, when the Chuvah Sim and Tafresh Yudvam. He says that his shoe is not Chal on Chatzi Shir. The Shach brings it there in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Lamed Ches, Sifkat and Vav. Now the Havimin of the Sugya was that, and even by Issa the Rabbanim we say that it's not going to be Chal HaShuvah. Kevin the Isla had him in the Torah, Kachayel Kav Meshuvah, why is Havimin it was and it's not? What would be the time for that? What would be the time that Issa the Rabbanim won't be Chal HaShuvah? So Rashi says, Yisrael Eilu Vishlokesh Chatzi Shir Asim in Rabbanan Hechi Mukila the Tani Chayev Ba'echel Chatzi Shir Harei Afa Lov Mushba Mishum Avdu Lois Asir. So the reason why a Shua won't be able to be Chal in the Rabbanan is because by the Rabbanan's also the Ul Nichol Nalav Lois Asir. So the Melech Mushum Ayim Sinai because of the Lav of Lois Asir. So that's a Chayev like the Rambam. The Rambam says in a bunch of places, Kiyadua, in Ilchaz Mamrin, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, he says in the Akdama to the Sefer of Yad HaChazakam, he says in the Shevish Rishon of Sefer HaMitzvahs, and also in the Mitzvah Seh of Kufay and Dalin, that anyone who's Eivan the Bana is also Eivan the Lamb of Leisasa. Leisasa tells you that you have to keep all of the Rabbanans. The Gemara says it in a few places, call me the Rabbanan Samchin and the Lamb of Leisasa. The Ramban is very bothered by it. The Ramban is in the Asaga of Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shevish Aleph. He's matmiyah, what the Rambam says in all these places. He says, so why are we making the Rabbanah more than their ices, like Safek Dermanah Lekula, and also Yisaymchan and Eidus Katan, and there's a heter of Kavan Abriyas. If it's their ices, why do we have all these kulas by the Rabbanans? And the Ramban writes a Lashon, you could be misakish ulataritz, you could be stubborn and answer, because all that's mechilas with naim mechacham, she'en oivim mizel oivim kadeh lechalak ben the ices of the Rabbanah. That maybe Enochanami, the Etzim the Rabbanans are the Raisa, but the Rabbanan themselves said, you're not being over on the Rabbanan and these Zayfanim, and the reason why they did it, in order to make a clear chilik between the Rabbanan and the Raisa. But he writes, Ein Zeh Dvarim Hagunim. He doesn't think it's a good Svara. But Rashi in Brachas, Daf Chafa Mabeis, Mamish says this Teretz in the Ramban, and that stems with this Rashi, that the Yisayin is Darabanan Zaul Daraisas Lai Saser, and the reason for the Chilukim, the reason why we're more Mako by Darabanan, is because that's good for what Darabanan said. So, Rashi La Kavan Abriyas. The Gemara there says, God La Kavan Abriyas Shadaych Alaysa Say Shebetera. And the Gemara says it means Darabanan. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It says Laysa Shebetera. Well, because call me the Darabanan Alav the Lai Saser Samchina. So Rashi says with the kashulu there isu because lav leisaser no rabbanan achlinu li kirayu lav of the very mechel the kavod abrius rabbanu mechel on their kavod that you can be over on their words when there's a problem of kavod abrius. So Rashi Mamish says the same shot as the Rambam. He learns up the Gemara Kipshutai that all the rabbanans are being over in the isu leisaser, and the reason why the rabbanans are less chum is only because that's gufa how the rabbanan shtel the devek. And Mamel, and that explains the havamina. That if something's awesome in Rabbanan like Hatsi Shir, a Shur won't be chalon it, because it's also Mishuv Aimi, because the Lav Leis Aser. Shai Leis, so how do you explain the Maskana? What's the Pshat in the Maskana? Why do we say the Shur is chal? What happened to the Lav Leis Aser? And the Emes is the Zayir HaRakiyah, asks his Kash on the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Achs of the Sefer is from the Tashbats, the Sefer Zayir HaRakiyah HaMitzvahs, asks his Kash, if there is a din of leisasa b'ul derabanan. Why is a shmua chal on derabanan? Tepik leis mushbevayim because alav leisasa. So the Avnei Meulim has tshuvas at the end of the Sefer Avnum Simin Yadal. He says, but it's not an issim of furish b'kra. Just like we spoke about chatzis shir, if you hold it's deraisa, why could a shmua be chal? So the Ran says it's svar because it's not mafurish b'kra. So who had din isur in derabanan? Even though the nichol alav leisasa. But this particular manifestation of the Lav Leisaser is not Mefurish Bekra. It's not called the Issus Mefurish Bekra, and Mamela could be Chal Ashua. So Shuk Shaila, what's the chilik of it? Is Mefurish Bekra, not Mefurish Bekra? So Shaila, Sai Bei Chatzi Shem, and Sai Bei Derabanans. Ken Zayin, I think what the Ran means is that the Shmuas Har Sinai, the Chaymer of the Shmuas Har Sinai, one of the things in the Mefurish Bekra. Whatever's not Mefurish Bekra wasn't Nichol on the Chaymer of the Shmuas of Har Sinai. So felt in the din of Mishba Va'imit. I saw a shtickel from Reb Shimon in the Chiddush Reb Shimon Yudah Kayin in the Darim Simon Yud Gimel. He wants to say a different pshat, a pshat that would fit both the Chatzis Shir and for the Rabbanans. He says a pshat, he's learning that Mishba Va'imit is kain like ain't Issa Chal Isser. You already have an Isser, so another Issa can't be Chal. But he says, it has to be the same Sug Isser. If you have an Isser Achila, another Isser Achila can't be Chal, Ukadayma. He says, the Marshal, there's a Mishnah in Krisus, which is brought down in many places in Shas, Yesh Eichel Achila Achas V'chayev Alavhecha Tayyiz V'ashem Echad. If somebody eats Chaylev, that's nicer in a Mekdashim, and a Pigel, and his Tameh, so you get five things, and the Gemara there says that if you're Shabbos, one of the times it's if it's Shabbos, and you brought it out in your mouth, and you swallow it, and Tayyiz explains, like they're swallowing, you're either the Yisrael Tzah of Shabbos, so then you get another Isser, another Chiyiv, another carbon. So Taiz wants to know, so why is there an Isser Chal Isser? It's already Asr to swallow it because of the Isser. Why don't you say an Isser Chal Isser that shouldn't have an Isser Shabbos? So Taiz is, so, and also it's Shabbos with Shabbos, with Yom Kippur. You already have, so Taiz says like this. Taiz says, because two different Isser, either both Isser by swallowing, but there's an Isser Achila and the Isser Eitzah are two completely different Suge Yisurim. It's not just two different Yisurim. It's two different Suge Yisurim. You can't say the Isser to carry is not Chal on the Isser to eat, even though you're doing the Yisurim with the same Isser of eating. And he says there, that's why a Shvur is not Chal on Isser Derabanan. Even though the Rambam holds that Uli Yisurim Derabanan Nichol and Leisaser, so it is their Isser, but the Pshat is, but the Isser of the Yisurei Torah, that's Yisurei Achila, it's an Yisurei Achila. Now let me eat it. The Isser Derabanan is not an Yisurei Achila. It's a Chiv to listen to the Rabbanan. It's an Isser to go against the Rabbanan. It's a different Sug Isser. So male is not Shayach to the Din of Ein Yisurei Achila. Isser wouldn't be Shayach to the Din of Ein Shua Chal Ashua. And that's why the Shua is Chal. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. But if he's that, it makes a little more sense. Now we said over in the Kamri Shainim hold that a Shvua is Chal on Chatzis Shir, even if it's Asim in a Torah. Shaila, how do you learn that Gemara? So Taisim Gurim says, the Maskana the Gemara that it's Chal on the Rabbanans, who within is Chal on Chatzis Shir? The Shaila is, what's the Sheikhas? It's Chal on the Rabbanans because it's Bechal on Asim in the Raisa. Chatzis Shia really is Asa Midiraisa. You have to say, if it's another Svara, it's not Mefurish Bikra. Where do you see that Svara? The Havimin didn't hold it a Svara. Where do you see the Maskana changed? But if the Yisaita Davar is, that the reason why it's Chal on their abundance, because if it's two Suge Yisurim, so Mimela, it could be Chal, so Reb Shimon says, who wouldn't Chatzis Shia is that way? Chatzis Shia is not the Yisaita Nisar Achila. Chatzis Shia is Psachazel Tzrufe Svara. It's a different thing. So if you say that, so that's what changed in the Maskana. Once you say by their abundance it could be Chal, because you're saying it's a whole different Sug Isser, so who the Mechatzis Shia is the Reiser could be Chal. It's a different Sug Isser. What's interesting is, Lachari, you could even say then that Shmua should be a different Sug Isser. Avai says that's a din of Shmua, that whatever is an Isser Achila, and you want to Asser Achila on your day, Shmua won't be Chal. But if it didn't have an Isser Achila, you grant it, we're not allowed to eat it because of a din of Chazal Strufe, or because of a din, you have to listen to the Chachamim, that's not the Etzem and Isser Achila, and the Shmua is making now a Isser Achila on your day, the Shmua, so then you wouldn't say Mishba Vayimid, you wouldn't say Nisr Chal Lisr. Now the Maskana Sagamara is that a Shmua is Chal on an Isr Darabanan. Now there's nothing to Asr Darabanan, you make a Shmua to Mekayim the Isr Darabanan, so the Shmua is Chal. Now, by Nishba, there's two things. There's Nishma L'Kayim is a mitzvah, Nishma L'Vatel is a mitzvah. L'Masha by Nevelis and Trefis. Isr Daraisa. You have a Shmua that you, an Agamara, a Shmua that you won't eat them. So then the Shmua is not Chal, except you have Bekayl, sometimes it's Chal like we have in the Gemara. But the Shmua is not Chal. And you have a Shmua to eat Nevelis and Trefis, also not Chal. Nishma L'Vatel is a mitzvah, also not Chal. The Gemara discusses that in Shmua's. So Agamara says the Shmua is Chal, when it's talking about L'Kayim and Isser Darabanan, L'Kayim and Mitzvah Darabanan of an Isser, in other words, a Shmua not to eat an Isser Darabanan. It's Chal. Having a Shmua to eat an Isser Darabanan. So there's really two cases. That's like by Daraisa, right? You have a Shmua to eat Nevelis and Trefis, it's not Chal. And a Shmua not to eat in a Sukkah is also not Chal. A Shmua to Mevatel and Mitzvah Daraisa is also not Chal. So you really have these two cases by Darabanan. So if you make a Shmua to be over in Isser Darabanan Mekum Vaseh, and there's also a Shmua to be Mevatel Mitzvah Darabanan Meshev Vatash. L'mashal, you make a Shmua that you won't be Mekayim a Mitzvah Darabanan. So this is all discussion of Paiskin. This Nishba Levatel Mitzvah Darabanan is a big discussion of Paiskin. The Tshuva Sirash, Kal Yinal Nisim Megillah says, if someone makes a Shmua that he won't light Ner Chanukah, won't read Megillah, it's Chal. And he's not allowed now to light Ner Chanukah or to read Megillah. Because a Shmua is Chal on the Darabanan. So just like it's Chal the Kayim, it's also Chal the Vatel. So if someone makes a Shmua that he won't light Ner Chanukah, that's it. He'll lose the Mitzvah or reading Megillah. The Tshuva of Rashba says, if someone makes a Shmua that he will eat Gvina Shalakim, Gvina Shalakim is also in the Darabanan to eat, and he makes a Shmua that he'll eat it, he's Mechuyiv to be Shayel on his Shmua. So that also sounds like the Shmua is Chal. He's just saying you're mechuyev to be shayel neshuah. You can't actually eat the gvina shalakim. You have to be matir the shmua. The Tshuva Saran is also a similar thing. And Tshuva Saran says, let's say somebody borrows money beribis, and he makes a shmua that he'll pay back. And the Ran says it doesn't work, and even bekayel doesn't work. Bekayel only works l'kayim, not levato. That's what the Ran says. And he says even ribis derabanan doesn't work. Let's say they want to circumvent the Issa Ribbis. Someone lends somebody money, but even it's Ribbis Darabanan. For whatever reason, it's Darabanan. Let's say he gives a merchandise and he says, you have credit, but you have to pay interest on the credit. And that's Darabanan. Derech Mecha Chomemka. And I want you to make a Shmua that you'll pay it back. He still can't pay it back. He says, because Chazal immediately Devrayim Kishal Teirah. So ostensibly, it sounds like a Shikul Steer. The Rosh says that if someone makes a Shmua that he won't light Ner Chanukah or won't read the Megillah, so that's it, the Shmua is Chal. He doesn't light Ner Chanukah and doesn't read the Megillah. But the Tshuva Saran says that if somebody makes a Shmua that he'll pay a chayv with Ribbis Darabanan, even Ribbis Darabanan, he can't do it, because Chazal immediately Devarim Kishal Teirah. So the Bach says there's no machlokes. There's a difference between a Shmua of doing an Issa B'kum V'aseh or refraining from a mitzvah B'shev V'atase, because he says like this, he says all the Rishayim hold that it's Chal. Just like Aaron Gemara says that Issa D'Rabbanan is still Chal HaShvua L'Kayim, who adin by Issa D'Rabbanan or mitzvah D'Rabbanan is Chal HaShvua L'Vato? The Shvua is Chal. The question is what are you supposed to do about it? So when you make a Shvua which is Chal that you can't do a mitzvah D'Rabbanan, so that's it, Chazal can't be oiker davim in a Torah b'kum v'aseh. They can't tell you go and read the Megillah and be oiker on Yeshua their Isa. Mashenka, when you make a shua, you're going to eat something asim min rabbanan, something treif min rabbanan, or to pay ribbis to rabbanan. So then Chazal could be oiker davim in a Torah b'shem v'atase. They could tell you even though the shua is mechayiv to do it, we're telling you not to do it. So you won't have an eitzah to be mechayiv the shua. You behechak you're going to have to be shayil on the shua. That's how the Bach learns Pshat. Just like Agamara says the Rabbanans don't count, Lagabi Nishba Lakaim, who within the Rabbanans don't count, Lagabi Nishba Levato. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is the Shua is Chal. But the Rosh is saying when the Shua is Chal, that you cannot do a mitzvah the Rabbanans of Hafalan. The Rabbanan not Eikadav and the Torah become Vaseh. But the Tshuva Saran and the Tshuva Sarashba is saying that when the Shua is Chal to be Eiv and Issa the Rabbanan, you anyway can't be Eiv and Issa. You can't go and say, oh, I have this sister the Rabbanan, I have this cheese I want to eat, I'll make a shmur to eat it. Can't do that. Chazal, v'hemid divrayim, v'shev al tasa. So the hechuk is going to have to be shayil on yishmur. Now the Shulchan Aruch says like this. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Yeriday, Simon Reishalam, Ates Vav, im adam nishv shaloi l'kayim mitzvah the Rabbanan, that's the tshuva surah, chal ha-shmur. Aval im nishv shaloi l'avim mitzvah to say the Rabbanan, lo chal le'ashmur. Sounds like it's not chal at all if he makes a shvua to be over on Issud Rabbanan. So the Shach has the kasha. The Shulchan Aruch says legami chatzi shir that the Shulchan Aruch same like the Rambam like Tosis that a shvua even though chatzi shir is the raisa a shvua is chal and he even says that the shvua is chal when you make a shvua to eat chatzi shir which even though it's asim in Atayra. So if a shvua is chal. When you make a shua to eat chatzi shir, so kolshken a shua is chal when you make a shua to eat an issa de rabbanan. So one of the perushim he says it's a shua is chal. When the Shulchan Aruch says a lashon loy chal le yeshua, it doesn't mean it's not chal. Of course it's chal. It just means he can't do it. So he'll have to be matir it. I guess loy chal le yeshua means it's asatim mekayim the shua. The guy also learns that way. The guy learns the aseidah davar is of course a shua is chal. It's just you don't do it. If you make a shua. Not to mekayim a mitzvah, the rabbanan so good. You're an einus on the key of mitzvah. If you make a shvua to go be the even issa the rabbanan, you can't do the issa the rabbanan. Forget. You're an einus on the. If anything, you'll be an einus on the key of the shvua, but you'll have to be shayil on the shvua. But the Shach brings the Marubach that holds is not chal at all, and he says a very interesting thing. He says chatzi shir is not mefurish b'teira, and issa the rabbanan that's leisasin is called mefurish b'teira. Chayy very shver. I mean, like the guy in S. Our sugya says mefurish that the way. Our sugya says that leisaser is not called mefurish b'tayra. You see that a shmua works l'kayim. So aybezay even levato the shmua should work. See, I think pshat. I don't know if this is mamish pshat in the Maralbach, but I think this svara could be the big difference between l'kayim and levato is like this. Legabi l'kayim, as long as it wasn't asim midaraisa the shmua is chal. But legabi levato could be. This svara holds, it depends. The Maralbach svara is, it depends. If you're supposed to be mekayim yeshua, you make a shvua l'mashal, not to be mekayim a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So the halach is that the shvua, you're supposed to be mekayim, you don't do the mitzvah d'rabbanan. So then the shvua is chal. It's not called you being over on leisaser. I think Gemara says, for whatever reason, the shvua can be chal on the leisaser. Mashayin Cain, if you make a shvua to eat an issa d'rabbanan, you're not supposed to keep that shvua. You're not allowed to keep that shvua. Any shvua that you're not allowed to keep, maybe the hechuch is batal. If you have a shvua which you can't keep that shvua, the halacha is that you can't keep that shvua, that alone is a bittul to the shvua. So since Chacham Mihmidu Devrayim, and so male, the shvua won't be considered that it's chal altogether. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Ma'av Aleve Perek Dalach Abayz, he brings Marech about it. He says that the Rishayim and Mamish not Mashmet the Malbach. Not Mashmet the Shua is not Chal. It's Mashmet the Shua is Chal, you just can't listen to the Shua. But there's a Ridvaz in Chayla Gimel Sim and Taf Tuf Tan Tes that says that when you Nishma Levat the Mitzvah Rabbanan, it's not Chal at all. Now the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya that their Rabbanans count also Legade Shua Se'edus. Right? That says that Shua Se'edus it's only by people are right to innate. So why is it lasui and I? Because it already says the Shua Se'edus is naig ba'anoshim v'loi b'noshim, the chaykim v'loi b'kreivim, v'ksheim v'loi b'psulim. So what's it being meisav by saying, ain't in hangas el beruyin lahayit? So the Gemara says it's being Maisef Issa the Rabbanim, Sol the Rabbanim, Asachar B'Kuvya. So you see that if Sol the Rabbanim works and he doesn't have a Chiv Karban Shmua. So the Gemara says, no, this is different, because since it says him Layagid, and he is not Roy, Lahagid, Ilah Bar Agadu Uklal. Now she says, Lamaisa won't help his Agada. So, Ma'inaf Gemina, why? In other words, if you have something Asa Mid Rabbanim, and you make a Shmua, so the Shmua is Kal. The Torah doesn't reckon with the Issa the Rabbanim, the Shmua is Kal. Mashaykin here, in order to be chayiv karban shvuas eidus, the eidus has to work. Lamaisa eidus won't work because mid rabbanan yipasul. If a payel mamish eidus is not going to work, so mamela you're not chayiv karban shvuas. That's a pashup shap. So Rabbi Kivega in the beginning of perek shvuas eidus has the following ha'ara. He says there are some cases where apsul eidus works. Lamashal the eidus isha. If apsul eidus comes and says that her husband died, the eidus works and it's negei mamon also because she could get a ksuba. So let's say the Isha says, you know that my husband's dead. I want you to be made. He says, I don't know, never saw your husband die. He says, I know you know about it. I'm going to make a shua on you. You have to make a shua. He says, I make a shua that I don't know about it. That's shua Zaydus, right? And it comes out that he's lying. And the Melech, he really did know the husband died. So in that case, the Gemara says, even Eid Echad is chayiv a karban shua, because since his shua would have been, his Eidus would have been accepted, and she would have gotten the ksuva. So it's called the kfiris mamon. His chayiv a karban shua. So, for Ekter Mikvega, so what state in the Mishnah, Benashim, Veloi, Be'anashim, Be'chaikim, Veloi, Be'kraivim, Be'kshayim, Veloi, Psulim, L'chayim, this shayach by Nashim, and Rechaikim, I mean, and Kraivim, and Psulim. If the Meina thinks that the Neman, Lamashal, Eidus, Isha, Latirli, Nasei. Now, Zak, Rabbi Kvega, because the Pshad is, we learn out the difference of who aid. You have to be an aid. They're not aidim. They believe, but they're not aidim. If you're an aid, then you can have a din of Shua Sa'idus. Who aid, it says. Vishki Khatav Shamaka Allah, who aid Ayra Yada Mlayag Vinasa Avainai. So even when a apostle aid would be Neman, he would make a difference if he's made, he still doesn't have a carbon shua. So Bikmek is Mayra this Nishkuda. So when the Mishnah says that it's only by royal aid, and we're saying Lamute Masacha Bikuvya, what about if a Masacha Bikuvya would be Neman? He'd have an Eidus for Eidus Isha, and he makes a Shmua that he doesn't know the Eidus. Would he be Chayiv Shua's Eidus? He really would be Neman. So from the context of the Mishnah, it would sound like there'll be no Shua's Eidus, just like the other cases. Banashim v'lei banashim, b'rechaikim v'lei b'krevim, b'ksherim v'lei b'psulim, is a pshat, even when a Isha, or a Karev, or a Apostle would be Neman, they're still mamuyit from the parish of Shua Sa'idus. That's who learned from Huwaid. So then it says, V'ein negesel mishiruyin lahayid, lafugi misacha b'kuvya. So even in the case of misacha b'kuvya would be Neman, he won't have a din of carbonates. But here's the shayla. But me, the raisi is an aid. Why would the Gemara's point be proven? The Gemara was trying to say that you see, even if it's been a rabbanan, his pasul, that affects the hilchas shmua. And the Gemara says, no, that's because practically he's not Neman. Well, what about if practically he is Neman? What if he's being made Shemez Baila? What would be in that case? The Mishnah's Mashma in that case, that also you'll be Potter. But then, why should he be Potter? Midaraisi is an eight. That's Rabbi Kivega's Ha'ara. If all the Mishnah is saying is, because practically you won't believe him, it's not really true. There are cases that practically you could believe him. Elamai, the Pshat of the Mishnah is, even in a case where they believe, like Eidus Isha, still, we mount that Pasul Eidus, they don't bring a Karban Shmua, so how would that apply to Apsul Rabbanan? Apsul Rabbanan, the Gemara is coming out, doesn't have the din of Apsul Raisa. So I think the answer is, Reb Chaim explains a Knech here, that why is it that the Eid Echad is Chayiv Karban Shmua Sa'idus, Emsulim not? And he says, because when an Eid Echad is made, that is Meis Baila, he's Neman B'Teris Eidus. And Eid Echad is Neman B'Teris Eidus. There are cases where Eid Echad and Eid Kasha is Neman B'Teris Eidus. Says there'll be a din of Achash and there'll be a din of Hazamah L'mashal. Because you mean Mekabel B'Teris Eidus. Sule Eidus, even when the Neman to say Meis Bala, Isha, or a Karev, or a Apostle, you believe them, but not B'Teris Eidus. It's not a din Emanis, but it doesn't have a din Eidus. So the sign of Shvuas Eidus is, when you had an opportunity to say an Eidus, that would work. An Eid Echad, by Mises Abal, could say an Eidus that would work. Sule Eidus, the Neman, but it's not a Teres Eidus, it won't be able to say an Eidus B'chlal. So, Kubi Oymezai, Mesachet B'Kuvya, is a Psul D'Rabbanan Taka, But midrabanan, we're not being mekabel what he said b'tayris edus. It can be nafkaminis la'alacha. We're not being mekabel what he says b'tayris edus. We're just stam being maimin in b'tayris nemanus. Aybazai, he doesn't have a karban shua se'edus. Even though midraisi is a kasher eid, and the se'edus just practically, we're not accepting it, and we are accepting it, because practically we allow shua se'edus by certain idiots to say meis baila. But even in that case, he'll be parted from a carbon shua se'edus because practically we're not going to accept him as an aid. That we believe him as an aid, din etayris neman. It's not like an aid echa which Taka accept as an aid. I saw afterwards the Svasemis, Mamish says his teretz. He Mamish says the same shtickle. He brings from Chedushi Arim, this cheshman of Rabbi Kivega, brings from his grandfather, the Chedushi Arim, that even when Sule Eidus and them, and they still don't have a carbon shua se'edus, because it's a din, you need an eid kasher. And he's bothered by the same kasher B'Kvega was bothered with. So, oy b'zoy, of sul eidus mirabon and al-kuponim in the time when we accept it, and midaraisis an eid kasher, why doesn't have a carbon shua se'edus? And he says to Teretz, that you have to be, has to work with Teretz eid. And here, it doesn't work with Teretz eid. As I state in the Svas Emes, Mamish like of Chaim's Lamdas, to answer the kasher.